Let's bring in Jared Blickery to talk about all of this and what he is seeing at the Open this morning. Ooh, I like the jacket this morning, Jared Blickery.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I get to wear this twice a year. The other day is Valentine's Day, so here we go. Let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive. You can key off me, and I'm looking at the Dow. We have a nice three-day streak in tow here. You can see up about 89 points today, just adding to 2.5% of the 2.5 percentage points for three-day gains. Take a look at four-day gains. Well, we did have a nasty Monday, so not quite as good, but let's take a look at the NASDAQ as well. That is the outperformer of the week, up over 2%. S&P 500 up just under 2%. But we got to tackle the Russell 2000. And let me just show you a year-to-date chart, because the Russell has been in the tightest trading range I've seen in a long time. And we just bounced off the lower end, kind of heading up towards the middle there. Did have that false breakout. But everything kind of lining up for a low volatility melt up into the end of the year, maybe the first couple days of the next year. We'll have to see how it plays out. But even the VIX is settling back down. You can see it's trading with an 18 handle right now. Well, you already did the bonds, Julie, so I'm just going to skip right to the NASDAQ 100. And we can see kind of a mixed board with the mega caps. And Julie, you noted those Chinese stocks that are sinking, especially JD.com. That looks like that is one of the biggest underperformers of the day, down about 8%, as you can see there. But let's take a year-to-date look at what has gone on here. And you can see among the mega caps, Alphabet really had a banner year. That stock is up nearly 70%. And you can see almost forging new highs as we speak. Apple also climbing as well. That's up a little bit less, 32%. But you want to take a look at some of the huge outperformers. The number one spot goes to Lucid Motors, just recently joined the NASDAQ 100, and it's not even at its all-time highs, but it is at 285% for the year. Number two is Moderna, also well off of its highs, but in the number two spot, up over 130%. And then looks like Nvidia is up over 128%, and a couple just under 100%. But The worst stocks of the NASDAQ 100, you said Pinduoduo. Well, that's number two, Brian. The worst is Peloton. That stock is down 75%. We know that's kind of been a disaster in the making for several months now. Zoom also down over 40%. And then we just kind of fill in with the Chinese names. But I want to take a look at the sector action, because by far and away, the best performing sector of the year is energy. That's up 46%. Following that, you might be surprised, real estate having a banner year, that's up 37%. Then we have tech and then financials. Those are all the outperformers. So pretty decent mix there of value and also the growth trade. And I guess a little bit of defensiveness with the real estate. To the downside, we have utilities, staples, and communication services. Those are the underperformers here. And I thought I'd just show what has happened in the month to date here, because it's a little bit different. Still holding on to those defensive trades for the number one spot, staples, healthcare, real estate, utilities. Those are the top spots. But you can see everything in the green. So December, which, and this has been one of the most volatile Decembers going back several years. 2018 was an exception, but before that, we really don't see the volatility pick up in December the way it has. So the fact that we're still up for the month in all the sectors except consumer discretionary, I think is pretty telling here, guys.
We'll take it, all things being considered. Hang with us, Jared, because I think you may want to comment on our stat of the day. I know Julie wanted to weigh in. Now, market strategists are feeling pretty hopeful on stocks in the new year. The average S&P 500 price target amongst Wall Street strategists stands at 4,950, up about 5% from current levels. The most bullish forecast is 5,330 from Oppenheimer's John Stolfus, who we talked to yesterday. The most bearish target is 4,400 by Morgan Stanley's Mike Wilson. Julie, really a wide gulf between these highs and lows.
There usually is. But you know what? I went back to December 12th from last year and took a look at the Bloomberg estimates for strategy forecasts for now, the end of this year. You want to know what the median forecast was for the S&P 500 at the end of 2021? 4,000. Where are we now? Let me look at that number again. Oh, 4,716.
47. Hey.
And guess what? The highest forecast was 4,400, a good 300 points below where we, now the year's not over. Okay, to be fair, could we see a 7,000 point drop from between in the last week of the year? I think it's unlikely, or 700 point drop, unlikely. But regardless, it just shows the difficulty, right, of trying to put a number and the predictability of where stocks are going to go. It's fun. It's part of their job. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Julie, I was talking about the volatile December, and I just wanted to pull something up on the Wi-Fi Interactive because it actually has predictive powers for the S&P 500 in January. So this comes from Bespoke, and they're saying December has so far been the most volatile month of 2021, usually the month that sees the least volatility. And here, this is the dark line is this year, and the light blue line is going back to 1953. That's an average. You can see really kind of unusual what we're seeing here. So also, they're saying there have been 5 years, prior years since 1953, and by the way, that's when we went to a five-day trading week, traded on Saturdays before that, that have seen December as the most volatile month, 73, 78, 85, 95, and 2018. And here's what happens in January. January following these five prior years was positive 4 out of 5 times, with January 2019 seeing the biggest gain. So I'm not going to go out on a limb and say where the S&P 500 is going to end in 12 months and a few days, but January, we could see some decent gains there.
Oh, I like it. Giving a more targeted short-term forecast. Safer, to be sure. All right. Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.